my brain. He must love drives a man insane. He broke my will, oh, what a thrill. Good in this direction, she's quitting balls of fire. I let that love all I thought it was funny. You came along and you moved me, honey. I changed my mind, but it's fine. Good in this direction, she's quitting balls of fire. You're fine, so kind. I'm gonna love this world that you're mine, mine, mine. I took my nails and I put on my thumb. I'm real nervous, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby.
Hello. Welcome to a Nick Note podcast. The story that I'm appending this to is one that deserves further analysis. There's a lot of events that are happening. Remember, the game has changed with Donald Trump's being crowned basically the most powerful leader in the world. Not only did he win the popular vote, as we all know, he also won the Electoral College. He also is now taking control of the Congress and the House. And he's putting together an amazing collection of very qualified people who think out of the box, who are not part of the swamp. And he said it demonstrates he's had a lot of time to think about what he's doing. And kind of incredible. Trump's a very smart guy. With all his warts and pimples, he really understands the complexities of the world we live in. He also completely understands the problem with the woke agenda and the indoctrination of children of the educational system with sexual orientation issues and the great danger it poses. I've done a lot on that, and we want to move on. The conversation now is to deal with Iran. Iran is the evil empire. Iran has really done much with 300 million barrels of oil a day in revenue and an orientation to starve its population, devastate its economy, creating a war machine. They're spending 50% of GDP on their war effort. For example, the United States is a fraction of that. Israel is only up to about 5%. So this is the country that spends most on warfare and weapons in the planet Earth with the one dogma, and that is death to America and death to Israel. So they undertake nuclear weapons, intercontinental ballistic missile systems, hypersonic missiles, and a pretty impressive array of technology, but there's one problem. They launched their supersonic missiles in the second attack on Israel. That's the largest missile attack ever, and the most sophisticated one. And to their horror, the missiles were completely defeated by Israel's multi-layer defense system. The hypersonic missile was supposed to blast through everything, and the fact that Israel was able to blast them out of the sky in near-Earth orbit, by the way, is astonishing to them. So that was one blow of their major rocket launch capacity that had a range to strike around the world. These missiles were developed at a cost of billions of dollars, with state-of-the-art technology. America does not have an arsenal of hypersonic missile systems. The deployment has been delayed, and although there is a program that has demonstrated a hypersonic missile, production does not exist, so it doesn't exist in the U.S. arsenal. The hypersonic missile, or crazy missile, was a Russian technology advance that had Putin ecstatic. They're devastated by the fact that these missiles can be stopped easily. 200 in the most advanced attack ever using the most advanced missiles was complete failure. That shocked Iran. Now, the second problem Iran has is that it surrogates. Their multi-layered attack system called for surrounding Israel. That involved the Houthis to the south in Yemen, launched with missiles. That involved Hamas, which was an internal in the United States, an internal Israeli enemy launched with missiles that could attack Israel and a large ground force. Then you had the third peg of its planned attack on Israel, and that was Hezbollah, which had advanced missile systems. The idea was to stitch up Israel Hezbollah was supposed to take care of the Israeli defense systems, Air Force bases, radar installations throughout the country. He wanted to knock those out so Israel couldn't launch an attack, pinning its Air Force on the ground. The second phase of the attack was Hamas to the south, which was supposed to go in and occupy Israeli territory. And the third attack was the Houthis in Yemen, which were supposed to attack Israel from the south side of the country. What happened was those weapon systems were again ineffective, and Israel was very successful in ending Hamas. It's no longer a military group. It's now a rebel of terrorists. The Houthis were stitched up by a U.S. continued attack, a lot not publicized, on its weapon systems, launch facilities, and storage facilities. Complete defeat. Now, the other surprise for Iran was the fact of Hezbollah, that Israel was able to go in there, identify the missile systems, blow up the launch facilities, blow up the tunnels, and render their attack pretty much useless. But the shock, the thing that changed their thinking, well, there's two shocks. The military shock was the fact that in spite of billions of dollars of the most advanced anti-aircraft, anti-missile systems in the world supplied by Russia, complete failure. Israel was able to circumvent it with the brand new missiles and rocket systems, which I'll get into another place another time, very sophisticated weapon systems that basically was able to go in and stitch up all targets in Iran in that incredible attack, which has not been publicized how effective it really was. But there's one key element that Israel did. That was they agreed not to attack the Iranian oil infrastructure, their ability to export oil, and not to attack their military bases, and not to attack civilian targets. Pretty severe restrictions. But what America didn't realize was that Israel had identified the key to the nuclear program. When you make an atomic bomb, the key is that you have to have an implosion. You got to drive critical masses of, in this case, enriched uranium into each other that starts the chain reaction. That's done with a series of explosions. Now, the modern technology to make the weapons much smaller is to have a spear. The spear is full of uranium. It's in a ball structure. And it's separated so that it's not at critical mass. The idea is you drive the enriched uranium into each other, and that creates the nuclear reaction. Now, that's done with what is a spear, a ball, and around the ball is plastic explosives that are shaped charges. So that causes the ball to simultaneously explode on all sides in a very precise manner to basically drive it all together. In other words, it's an implosion. That is very complicated technology with the plastic explosives, and the key is the triggering mechanism. You have a complicated set of capacitors and high-speed capacitors and a triggering mechanism, computer-controlled, that times the exact charges so that those shaped charges create an implosion. If you have one charge that doesn't go off at the right time, then the material leaks out that hole you, in essence, create. So you've got to get this ball and you've got to implode it. Iran has not mastered the technology. Now, they used an entire military base that was supposedly decommissioned. And so it wasn't declared as part of their nuclear program. So it wasn't on the list. Israel agreed not to attack targets that were part of Iran's nuclear facilities, documented. But this top secret facility where ongoing experimentation to develop the fine art of the shaped charges that is the heart of a nuclear weapon was destroyed. So that was shocking to them. The defense systems meant they were naked. Their key nuclear facility developing the fuse, the shaped fuse system that creates this implosion was knocked out of commission. But there's one more thing. The man they most fear in the world is Donald Trump. Donald Trump was able to stitch him up, stop their oil exports, and really collapse their economy. Happy days were here again when the liberal blue lefties, woke dopes took over in Washington under Sleepy Joe. Sleepy Joe, who's been basically run by Mohammed Obama, who's had unlimited access to the president almost on a daily basis, who bought a mansion with a very short distance of the White House, continued defending his Mohammed brothers. And part of that technique was to allow Iran to export oil so it could fund its nuclear program and its supplying of the groups that were the people who wanted to destroy Israel first and America. So their worst nightmare was Donald Trump is now the most powerful man in the world, soon to be in charge of the most important military, and someone who basically understands what it is to attack and destroy its infrastructure, its oil. And that's why Iran has now allowed nuclear inspectors back in. It's beginning a negotiation process. Trump has declared that before he gets in office, he wants peace in the Middle East. He wants the war to stop. And Iran is agreeing to that. They're coming on board. They're agreeing to stand down. So that means that the odds of peace in the Middle East, temporary as it will be, is something that is moving ahead very quickly. So what I want to point out to you is the fact that because of its incredible failure of its rocket systems, its defense systems, its nuclear program, that Iran is coming under control again. The Mad Dog has agreed in a negotiating session that's going on as we speak to stop arming the Houthis, Hamas, and Hezbollah, to open up its nuclear program for inspection, and come to some kind of terms. Why? Because they're a defeated enemy. And the one man alive who realizes that is Donald Trump, the one man alive with the power to do something about it. So that means the whole equation has changed. Their massive plans for world domination, that's what they want to do. They want to export the radical Islam the world over, has suffered a blow. The weapon systems failed. Its proxies are being summarily stitched up and destroyed. Its internal defense systems are incapable of stopping incoming attacks. And to its horror, they're losing the nuclear technology. They've had a setback in their key nuclear trigger development work. The world has changed. That means it's a different animal. And it's incredible we realize that. We'll see what happens with the Trump administration, but you can really understand that the terrorist groups with their master Iranians are shitting bricks. They are in big trouble. Now, this has implications. The other part of the program, which is not germane to this conversation, is that Trump is going to demand a peace deal in the Ukraine. Ukraine's got to learn one important lesson. NATO did not come to its defense. Germany, I'm going to give you a short version. Germany is in severe economic problems. Why? Because the energy costs have skyrocketed in that it abandoned nuclear, it abandoned natural gas, and it went to the greeny-weeny dream of solar and wind, which was not able to supply what the country needed. They are now forced to buy natural gas in liquefied form, which is 10 times the cost of natural gas delivered by pipelines. Their economy cannot afford to support Ukraine anymore. The world has changed, my friends, in ways we really don't understand. But I'm telling you that Iran is stitched up, and they're crying uncle. They're tapping out. And it's really a blessing. It's really a miracle that someone who has a keen understanding of this, Donald Trump, is in power with a mandate. And Donald Trump's biggest enemy in his mind, besides the Chinese and the Russian, is Iran. He regards Iran as a significant threat to world peace, especially Iranian nukes, and he's doing something about it.
You're fine. Okay.